That's right. We're going to start the program out. It's about who influenced you in gardening and why. We're going to tell you our story. Holly, why don't we start with you? Who influenced you to garden and why? Or where did that come from?
I don't know if it was an influence as much. Maybe it was an influence. But I grew up in basically in West Dallas, and we had a small lot.
Yeah, it wasn't like a farm or...
Oh, heck no.
No.
I think people on some city lots had bigger lots, but we had a tiny lot. It was like I would refer to it as the size of a postage stamp.
Okay.
So, but we had the small garden. It was about 4x4, and we had a compost pile. I'm not really sure where that came from, but that's okay. It was nice to learn about composting and how to what to do with your food scraps and whatnot. But anyway, we didn't start plants. I didn't realize that there were plant starts that you could buy and or start. We would just put our seeds in the ground on Memorial Day weekend.
Didn't matter what it was.
That's what happened. So, and we always had peas. We always had zucchini, tomatoes, and usually peppers. I think peppers kind of depended on the summer, but I remember those. And then I kind of got away from gardening after I became, let's say, an adult. And
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. Is that what it is?
I guess that's what you did for a while.
Well, I lived downtown for a while, So there was, like, no gardening going on there.
And you weren't familiar with balcony gardening or anything like that?
No.
Container gardening?
No. So, but I always did go to farmers markets because I always belonged to co-ops, food co-ops. So when I lived in La Crosse, I belonged to theirs, and now I belong to Outpost. So the importance of local food and being involved with your food was important to me as well. And my parents are cool people. They took us to, like, the landfill to show us where our trash went to. They're very, like, big on recycling, reusing, repurposing. And I think that's where you and I really connected when we first started dating, was not just the gardening aspect, but the being, like, good stewards of the earth.
And with that small garden, it wasn't no level of, we're going to can this up. It was just, had enough for a meal or slice of tomato up type of thing.
Right. We would make a zucchini bread.
Anybody that grows a zucchini understands you put one zucchini in, you get about 700 pounds of zucchini off one plant, you're good to go.
Yeah.
And you just got to harvest it at the right time. Well, I grew up on a farm in southern Illinois. Some of you have heard this story, and this is new to some of you.
How big of a farm, Joey?
1,000 acres.
And
at the point,
and what kind of farm was it? Was it a dairy farm?
No, it was not a dairy farm. It was a beef farm. At the time that I was still there, we had about 2,000 hogs, pigs. We had 300 head of cattle, 1,000 tillable acres. Now, current time, there's still 1,000 tillable acres. They've upped to about 500 head of cattle. They've gotten rid of the hogs altogether, because the market has went through to a commercial standard. In the mid-90s, we were the top five largest privately owned hog farm in the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot going on there. But we always had a garden. It didn't matter, grandma, us, whatever, we had a garden. And the garden was probably what you see in our videos, about 1,800 square feet, probably a little bit more, good size. We always had. Now, it wasn't an organic gardening like we would say organic gardening is. It was, you know, we used the manure, aged the manure for the compost. We used fertilizer. I think we used, you know, it was whatever was available at the farm store, 10, 10, 10, triple 13, whatever the case was. And we always grew everything. Now, tomatoes was the staple, peppers, beans. We had grapevines, berry bushes, blackberry bushes. But we didn't, you know, eggplant wasn't a thing that we grew. Kohlrabi was a hit-and-miss thing. Pumpkins we didn't grow, really. Sweet corn we always grew because we always mixed it in with the agricultural farm, corn. So we always had a large corn crop there. So it was always something, you know. And, you know, it wasn't something that was focused on, you know, okay, we're going to spend time in the garden every day, because the primarily focus was the farm. The garden was, yeah, we took time, but it wasn't something that we spent hours. It wasn't our sole purpose.
No, but I remember when we were dating, you had your own little garden.
Right.
And you would bring me tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
because that's how you knew that it was the weight of my heart.
Yeah, the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you won me over. But, so that's, interesting that you had, it was, you say it wasn't a priority, but you, I've seen your parents' garden, your grandparents' garden, mm-hmm. and it's definitely something that they're very good at.
Well, on all farms, I can't speak for everybody, but everybody that I was aware of in dairy farm up here in Wisconsin, if you had a farm, you had a garden.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had the land available.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, okay, well, we'll just go to the store and buy the tomatoes that taste like cardboard. You grew your own because that was something that was passed down. You had the space. The garden had been there since 1921 type of situation where you always had somewhere to grow and you preserved it because farmers...
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit.
With the preserving?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, farmers don't, they don't, most farmers, I speak from what experience I know, they don't have a farm because they're making millions upon millions of dollars. They do it because it was something that they were passed down, it's what they love to do, they love to provide, and that's all they really, you know, they've got an investment. Now, some farmers have decided to rent out to other larger entities to their property, but anyway. But they do it because they love to do it. We preserved, we canned, water bath canned. We never pressure canned. We always water bath canned. You know, ketchup was all the time was something that we did. Green beans was water bath at the time. Now the National Home for Food Preservation.
Yeah, the National Center for Home Food Preservation says you have to pressure can your green beans.
You can dilly bean them.
Yeah, you can. You can
make dilly beans. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can freeze them. But we always water bath them. So it was always process all the summer to preserve what we were growing. Grape jam, grape jelly, grape juice.
Because you have grapevines.
Grapevines.
And what's the other one? Is it blackberries?
Blackberries is a big thing that they have now.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes, we always had, you know, a couple of hundred feet of potatoes that we would harvest throughout the summer. It wasn't like we do now in our videos where we harvest the whole patch because we need that space for the next thing to go in.
You had the space.
We had the space, mm-hmm. so they just sat in the ground and kind of stayed in dormancy. Now, by the end of the year, we'd harvest up what was left over before the frost or freeze come, but we would, and the weeds were always there because we never weeded. We weeded, but it wasn't like, okay.
It wasn't a priority.
It wasn't a priority.
Right. You were busy doing the farm stuff.
Right. It was the survival of the fittest, which that's kind of how that works out.
The reason why I asked if it was a dairy farm is because when I tell people here in Wisconsin that you come from a farm, they're like, oh,
because
a dairy farm?
That's the instant thing.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you didn't have a dairy farm, I guess you wasn't considered a farmer. I don't know.
It's just because it's the dairy state.
Okay. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, we always had a garden. And plus, you know, when we tell people, well, how big should a garden be? Well, get something in which you can manage.
And that's just it. Like, us being city people, and my parents worked, and especially my mom short two jobs, so we didn't have time to manage a large garden. And as teenagers, even though we were involved, we were still teenagers, and we had friends and wanted to not be sitting in the backyard gardening necessarily all weekend or whatever. So that's what we did. We had grocery stores, you know, within walkable distance and whatnot.
And that was the thing. A grocery store for us was 20-minute drive.
Right, yeah. I have been there plenty of times. So that's why it was different for us. But it's still, I'm grateful for it because it gave me, you know, skills and an idea of where food comes from and that it's grown in the ground. And some people don't have that. A lot of city kids these days don't necessarily think about that kind of stuff.
Oh, and you know, it's you want to know, when you ask people, why do you garden, or when people ask you, why do you garden, you want to have a realistic answer. The answer of, I don't know, then you really need to reevaluate a lot of things in your life.
Well,
because,
maybe it's just a nice hobby for you.
Well, and that's the thing. It's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's been passed down. Aunt, whoever, uncle, grandma, taught me how to do this. Now, I just do this because when we start doing things in life just because, we need to reevaluate where our priorities are setting, because then we're just going to do whatever whenever we want for no apparent reason, and the outcome may not be what
we
expect.
Yeah, but sometimes if it's just something that you enjoy, maybe...
And that's the thing. If you say, I enjoy it, okay, good.
Right.
That type of thing.
Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.